All right, Coach, first off, you know, talking about yesterday's win carried over into today, but obviously got a huge lift from Brant Herter in his first ACC start of the year.
Yeah, I thought he threw the ball really well, competed well, kind of found his slider about the fourth inning, and I thought he just made some really big pitches when he needed to, and gave us just a really outstanding chance to win game one of the series. And we had to wait a day to do that, but, you know, just proud that we've won the first two games. We've won a series on the road against a really good opponent. And Herter, you know, gets a lot of credit because he started it.
Talking, you know, game two, obviously they gave up three home runs, but defense held tough, no errors on the day. What does that kind of say about the defense holding tough, staying in the game and staying with it?
Well, I think, you know, I told the team afterwards there was kind of three moments in that game or pitches that I think just, you know, gave us momentum. So Archer, even though he gave up three home runs, they had second and third. They had a chance to kind of extend the lead, and he pitched out of a jam, struck a guy out to end the inning. Then, you know, a little bit later, Colin goes and makes a great catch in center field, gave us momentum. We come in and get a five spot. And then Jackson Finley comes in and just rolls it. So, you know, feel like we're kind of getting our legs under it. It's early, but, you know, we're finding out, you know, what guys can do and getting contributions from a lot of different guys, which is great to see.
Talking about that big five spot there in the seventh that ultimately broke it open. Back-to-back-to-back home runs. First time since 2017 that we've done that. You know, getting it from the top of the order, too. What do you like about those three guys and obviously Luke, Molloy, and then Parada?
Well, you know, I don't know that you expect Waddell to hit a home run, but he kind of tried to just bunt on his own to get guys in scoring position. It didn't happen. They had Kleiman in, who is one of the, you know, the best relief pitchers in our league, fifth-year guy. And Waddell gets down two strikes and then hits a home run. So, you know, you credit him. Then Molloy got his first one, and then what really impressed me about Parada is I think he had struck out three straight times and then steps up his fourth time and hits a home run. So he's got great makeup, and that was impressive to me for a freshman that could have been hanging his head. Didn't hang his head, came up the fourth at bat, made that one count. And, you know, as you said, three in a row.
Looking forward to tomorrow. Sam Crawford on the mound for you to start. What do you guys need to do to keep the pedal on going?
Just throw strikes. You know, I think someone said today it was Burrell, something like 18 strikeouts, one walk. I mean, we're going to win a lot of games if we do that. But if any of our pitchers, just throw strikes, give us a chance to play defense, and then, you know, we need to continue to have good at-bats.
Thanks, Coach.